This is Sheila Jordan inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones.
Casting a light to you with a moon shining bright, just one night, just like the time of I saw you. You set my soul on fire, my soul for where I had you, and you had me too. Oh babe, let's put the past behind us and live now. I know we can't be happy, dear, because I love you. Can't live without you. The future stands to reason. I know. At first it was a game to ease the hurt and danger until the pool got too deep. Oh yes, it was falling. I started swirling circle while you stood there just smiling. Your eyes were the thing that drowned me. And so I have to confess, I love you and I want you. So baby, think it over, over. You are so terrific, I gotta be specific. So baby, think as I'm saying my dream about you now.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. We opened with the music of our guest, vocalist and jazz legend, Sheila Jordan. At age 90, she is still singing and touring around the world. We met with Sheila at her home in upstate New York. In this part three of our interview, she expands upon her experiences through the years with many of the historic musicians and her teaching. We open with Confirmation from her 1991 recording, Better Than Anything Live. Enjoy.
moonshine around, just one night, just like the time I saw you. You set my soul on fire, my soul ever. I had you, and you had me to obey. Let's put the past behind us and live now. I know we can be happy, dear, because I love you. Can live without you, the future stands to reason, I know. At first it was a game, dear, to ease the hurt and pain, dear, until the pool got too deep. Oh yes, it was falling, I started to swirl and circle while you stood there just smiling. Your eyes, the thing that drowned me, and so I have to confess, I love you and I want you, so baby, think it over, over. You are so terrific, I gotta be specific. So baby, think as I'm sailing my dream boat to you now.
And how many recordings have you done since then?
Oh, I don't
know. You don't
know? I never counted.
That's okay.
I never listened to myself, you know.
I kind of understand that. Once you get it done and you listen to it and
you hear it, you put it, you know, you say, okay, it'll, you know, put the order, get it all together, and then that's it. And I never listen again.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I really do. Now, take us closer to where you are.
Today?
Today, yeah. I did want to know. Your email, you're called Jazz Child. Is Jazz Child a name that you came up with, or is it just something you chose? Or
Jazz Child. Well, I did a biography, and a friend, a beautiful friend, singer and teacher, Ellen Johnson, called it the biography Jazz Child. I don't really know where Jazz Child came from. I don't know how long I've had it, or
that's interesting.
I don't remember, but I know that I'm sure it was, I had it before my book.
Mm-hmm.
But she liked it, and so she also named the book after, like, my, you know, my
okay, and that's your biography
email address. Yeah,
yeah. Okay,
so
all right.
Jazz Child.
Interesting,
yeah.
Interesting.
I think because I started singing so young, at 14, I was singing jazz.
Yeah.
So Jazz Child, 14-year-old.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Singing Jazz Child. Jazz Child, I guess.
That makes sense.
Had something to do with that.
So now let's come to the present.
Mm-hmm.
And you are still touring?
All the time.
Are you teaching at all?
Well, you know, I started the first jazz vocal workshop at City College in 1978. I did a little concert up at City College for Eddie Summerlin, who was the head of the jazz department, and John Lewis from the Modern Jazz Quartet was also teaching up there. And he was sort of like second in command, but it was, you know, but they were both at this concert. Because Ed Summerlin had said, I want you to come up and do a trio. Could you come up and do something for the kids and the faculty? And I said, yeah, okay. I was honored, you know. I said, okay, of course. So after the concert, John Lewis came over to me, and Eddie came over and thanked me so much and said how much they enjoyed it. And the classical teacher, Janet Steele, was there, and she said, we don't have anything like that happening here. We need a jazz teacher. We need somebody to teach jazz. So John Lewis said, yeah, let's get Sheila. And Eddie said, yeah, let's get Sheila. I said, man, I'm not a teacher. I don't even have a degree in music. What are you kidding? I can't do that. John Lewis said, teach what you do. Just teach what you do. That's all you have to do. I said, well, I'll try it. And so I learned to teach from teaching.
Interesting.
Had I never taken that and had said, no, I can, I won't, then I never would have learned how to teach. And in so doing, I was asked to teach the two-week workshop in the summer at Jazz in July at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, Mass. They had another teacher there before me, but she was yelling at the kids and calling them turkeys and telling them they couldn't sing and just breaking their spirit. I'm not a break-their-spirit kind of teacher. That's not how I teach. I teach with love, and I want to give them encouragement and strength and hope. You know, I don't want to do that. I won't break spirits. If I'm going to be in competition with my kids, then I don't need to be teaching. That's for sure. So I started that workshop, and it was extreme. Well, I didn't start it. I went in and filled in after they had to let her go. And Dr. Fred Tillis and Max Roach and Dr. Billy Taylor were all there, and they said, this ain't making it. Let's get Sheila. And so they called me, and I said, oh, I don't think I can. And they said, yes, you can.
Here's another cut from Better Than Anything Live, Waltz for Debbie.
Days are long without time, and all of them mine to keep for my own. Lovely hazy ways, as I lie by the stream, a warm summer dream is mine all alone. Deep in sleep, the shadows are soft and warm. Even the sounds from a summer storm are a sweet lullaby. Nothing can hurry my lonely, lazy days. I'm away from it all. No lovers will call, and it's easy to see. This is how I should be. Lonely, lazy and free. Lazy days are all for me. Along with our time and all of the mine to keep for my own lovely hazy ways. As I lie by the stream, a warm summer dream is mine all alone. Deep in sleep, shadows are soft and warm. Even the sounds from a summer storm are a sweet lullaby. Nothing can hurry my lonely, lazy days. I'm away from it all. No lovers will call, and it's easy to see. This is how I should be. Lonely, lazy, and free. Lazy days, hazy ways, lonely, lazy days.
You're in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue with our interview with singer and jazz legend, Sheila Jordan.
Then what happened was Attila Zola, an incredible guitarist, and Eugene Uman, who I met from teaching privates from Manhattan School of Music, or was it? Well, it was one of those schools. I can't remember which one. But anyway, Eugene was a student and a piano player, and one of the private students, singers, she was a singer, one of the private students, came to me for a lesson, and she brought Eugene to play for her. So I got to know Eugene, and he started helping Attila Zola with the workshop. It's in Amherst. It's a workshop that they started in Putney, Vermont. It's called the Vermont Jazz Center Workshop.
Oh, yes, I've heard of them, yes.
And so they wanted me to come up and teach voice, vocals, jazz vocals. And again, I was into my thing. Well, I'll only teach what I can do, but I'm not a teacher. So so I started that workshop because they did not have a vocal workshop there for this week, that they had all the instrumentalists, all the instruments, but teachers for all of the instruments, but they did not have vocal. And Attila was not keen. He wasn't that crazy about singers. But he liked me. So Eugene said, well, let's have Sheila, let's try a couple of days.
Okay.
So I went up for a couple of days, and it was very successful. So then I started doing it, and once a week, I mean, for one week, I started doing it 1 week in August, the first week in August, and it got very popular, and to the point where I had to hire another singer to help me.
Oh, my goodness.
So I hired Jay Clayton. Mm-hmm. So now Jay does it with me, and it's still going.
It's still going. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And it's a lovely workshop, too. They're both lovely. University of Mass is great. The singers get a chance to sing in a club on Wednesday night, and then they do their actual concert on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So they do a night in a club, and then also a concert in the late afternoon, which is beautiful. And if they stay for 2 weeks, they get to sing in a club twice and two concerts, you know. And then the other one, the one I started at in Putney, Vermont, at the Vermont Jazz Center, well, that's only 1 week. But that's nice. We do a concert. And I got a room there. I made a room that is a singer's room. And it's a whole switcheroo. Like, used to be, like, if singers want to sing, they got to ask the instrumentalist, can we sing a song? But this room is, if you want to play, you have to ask the singers if you can play.
There you go.
I made that. I made that happen.
Oh,
so it's a great room. And the kids sing all night. They have sessions all night if they want. And long as they make their class the next day.
Yeah.
So that's been extremely successful, and I really look forward to it.
And so you just maintain this busy schedule.
And then I tour Europe all the time.
And you tour Europe all the time.
And I'm beginning to tour the U.S., too. They're beginning to find out about me somehow.
Well.
So and I do workshops, you know, like master classes.
Yeah.
One day, you know, I'll go there a day early and do a master class, and then I'll do my concert or whatever, you know, or do the concert and then do a master class. And I tour all over the world with my workshop and my music.
Well,
concerts.
We're still catching you mid-career.
Huh?
We're still talking with you and you're still mid-career.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I've gotten a lot of incredible awards.
Oh,
you know?
Yes, I've been looking at them. Well, Sheila, thank you so much.
What a joy, Joan. Thanks.
And taking the time for us to sit here and talk with you. And
I can't thank you enough, my dear, for having me.
And, well, the Jazz Room came to you. Thank you so much, Sheila Jordan.
My pleasure. And good luck with your beautiful program. Keeping jazz alive, that's very important. And keep singing, Joan. La 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 ma ma ya 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 ya.
Finally, here's an excerpt from a medley of tunes from Sheila's 1991 recording, Better Than Anything Live, featuring Harvey S. on piano and Alan Broadbent on bass. This ends our three-part interview with Sheila Jordan. Learn more about Sheila at SheilaJordanJazz.com.
You'd be so nice to come home to, be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire, under stars chilled by the winter, under an amber moon bending above. Be so nice, be paradise to come home to and love. You'd be so nice to come home to, be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire, under stars still by the winter, under an amber moon burning above. Be so nice, be paradise to come home to and love you. Would be so nice to come home to, be so nice by the fire while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire, to stars that are chilled by the winter, under an amber moon burning above. Be so nice, be paradise to come home to and love. Thank you.
hear an apple moon burning above. Be so nice, be paradise. Take them all to our love. There are so many beautiful musicians who have passed my way. Some of them are still around us. Others have gone away. Oh, the songs that I sing are the songs that I've learned from the jazz musician. Keeping this music alive is all I've ever really wanted.
Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me or chat with me through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
Dream.